So if you don't believe it's a simulation, what do you believe it is? Do you even know what the word simulation means? It means copy. It means image. Copy is image. Simulation is similar. Similar is like. Like is copy. Copy is image. God made man in his image. What do you think this place is? If it's not a simulation, somebody, speak up. Speak up. God made man in his image, the same word as simulation. Image is your copy. So it's a feedback loop. It's a repeat simulated training program. It's a feedback loop. It's a simulation. And what is the simulation for? What is the feedback loop for? It's not for God, it's for you. God already knows your heart. The simulation is to put scenarios in your life, at home, on the job, at church, in life, situations, to train you in the inner man and to cut out the flesh and cut in the spirit mind. The flesh mind is nothing but selfish sin. The spirit mind is worship and service and love, agape love. What's the purpose of the simulation? It's a feedback loop for your heart. It's a feedback loop to change your heart and your mind into what's right. If you go through enough repeats down here and you ask somebody, say, do you feel like you did this yesterday? And they say, yeah. Say, because you did. It's the same repeat over and over. What lesson have you learned by being introspective? It's an introspection simulated training program. But most people are not introspective. Somebody says, well, the Bible's your saint. Yeah, the Bible tells you the truth. The entrance of thy word brings life. His word cleanses you. But how does it play out? It plays out in 3D. The word plays out in 3D. What's the purpose of it playing out? To keep hitting you with the same stuff over and over till you learn that lesson, then he moves you to the next lesson. It's a repeat simulated training program to turn you, to cut you, to union you back with the truth, to get you to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. That's what this whole thing is, people. If it's not a simulation, what is it? Tell me. You can't, because it is a simulation. And it's for your heart. It's for your mind. It's for your soul. The devil tries to use the simulation to hit you and persecute you and attack you and cause these agents to try to make you bitter and in unforgiveness. But they always fail. If you're saved, because you got the spirit of truth, you're like a balloon. You're like a balloon in the bottom of a pool. It rises up. Unless it's a flat balloon, and the flesh is nothing but flat. It's like a flat tire. It has no air in it. A flat tire has no air. If you got a flat tire that's leaking, that's probably something in your life that's leaking. God is using the types and the shadows and the anti-types in 3D to show you something that's happening in the inside, because everything outside is a reflection of the inside. Oh, you don't believe it? You don't believe it? Moon, mints, blood. You got to have a blood covering. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The water in your body, the water that you're breathing water vapor as you take a breath. It's out there in the 3D, right in front of you. There's lakes and rivers and oceans, water right in front of you, and you are a water vessel. The clay, dirt, you are a clay vessel. It's right in front of you. It's a reflection of you. It's a feedback loop. I remember a time where I had this office job, and every time I walk out in the mud or the rain, it'd make me upset. I was disconnected from the reality that rain is actually a good thing. And that office job was a bad thing. Because it was putting me in a cube. That's why I hated it. That's why I was miserable. I couldn't figure out why I was got depressed working these office jobs. I mean, I had a good job, good money, easy work, drafting, estimating, truss design, but I wasn't happy. Why? Because I was against the reality of this whole thing. They put you in a box. They put you in a 6-6 box. 666 box to turn you into a 666 machine man box mindset. That's why they build these churches and make them a denomination to dename you, to turn you into a copy of them instead of a copy of Jesus. You go into an entrance to a building, you go into a trance, an in trance. So they want you in. So when you go to a corporation, they put a name tag on you, a shirt, a suit. They want you to be like the rest. They want you to be a clone of them. That's why most of the leaders in these corporations are psychopaths. They made them into clones. Clones of who? Clones of the devil. The love of money is the root of all evil. They want a profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, instead of a P-R-O-P-H-E-T. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, open your mind. It's a simulated training program, and if the devil can get everybody in a box, he turns you into a machine man. Their music is machine man. All their rap music and all their rock and roll music and all that is a psyop. To mess you up, to turn you into a psychopath. The denominations are to dename you, dename, to turn you into a psychopath. You think you have the whole truth because you go to a denominational, but you don't know how to rightly divide the word of truth? You can't see the truth in everything? The truth is encoded everywhere. It's encoded in that tree. It's encoded in that car. It's encoded in this road. I'm flowing down the road. The discourse out of my mouth is flowing. What does that represent? The blood in your body's flowing. The blood has to flow. The air has to flow. A car is a conveyance. A car is just a transport device. As a type and shadow of you being transported to your destiny, your destination. Same word. Destination, destiny, transport. Why would she say, why would they call her Destiny's Child? I pretty much slept most of the day, and I get up at 10, 11 o'clock, and I go out here, and the first thing I wake up to is a bunch of insanity out here on the streets. People running the streets, thinking they're having fun, thinking it's something fun to go out here and get drunk and party, and they think that's fun. Really? That's fun? Really? To go to a building with a bunch of loud music you can't even hear, a bunch of people, stinking flesh people who speak stinking flesh words, you think that's fun? A bunch of noise, a bunch of chaos, a bunch of drama, a bunch of fighting, do you think that's living it up? See how it's a death cult? It's all upside down. It's upside down! It's upside down. Your mind is upside down. You're in the flesh mind and you don't even know it. You don't even know there's such a thing as the spirit mind. Because that's all you know is the flesh mind. Your bitterness, your unforgiveness, you're living in the past, you're doing the repeat every day. You got it. You can't break the habit and you keep doing the same thing every day and you wonder why. Because it's the flesh mind. Why can't you break it? is it controlling you, or are you weak, or do you control it? You must be weak. If you can't break a habit, you must be weak. When I went to the doctor and she said, your sugars are high, I fasted for 24 hours that first day. I broke it. I didn't know how I was going to find sugar-free food, but I knew I would find it. Come to find out, yeah, that was true, but that wasn't even the issue. It was something else. But my point is, if you can't break a habit and the habit controls you, you're a slave to your own habits. You're a slave to your own desires. Instead of you controlling your desires, the desires control you. And you think those thoughts are your own. You think those desires are your own. The media and the news and the music put those desires in your mind. You don't even know where those desires came from. They're of the world. You've been programmed, and don't even know you're a program. Don't even know that you're a program. Pro-G-Ram. It's supposed to point to Jesus, but the program of the world points to the world, the flesh, and the pride of life, and the pride of man is the problem here. Listen to that music in the background on the road. They're going down the highway thinking that's fun. The chaos, the insanity, the noise, the fighting, the arguing, the bitterness, the drama, the gossip, the he said, she said. Do you think that's life? That's not living. Listen. You think that's life? These people ain't even living life. They're dead. They have no peace.